Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I think we all know what a boomerang kid is. That means they left. Maybe they went to school. Maybe they got a full-time job. And then, boom, they're coming back and they're living in the basement or sometimes in the very room that they grew up in. Stacy Kaiser is with us. Stacy is a licensed psychotherapist. She has a book out called How to Be a Grown-Up and the 10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know. Stacy, is the number of boomerang kids increasing right now because of the situation with inflation and the economy?
Absolutely. The pandemic drove a lot of young people home. And then the inflation issues and the financial problems, those are keeping them there.
Okay, for those people that want to get them out, how do you go about it? I mean, because we just had Ernie on, and Ernie's like, my kids are always welcome. They can come back anytime. And I feel the same way. But if you've got three or four kids, or you feel like they're really not putting forth the effort you should require if they live under your roof, then sometimes you want to get them out. How can you do that?
Right. Well, I always say that, you know, part of our job as parents is to create a person who's functioning in the world. And so it really starts with a baseline of making sure that they're doing whatever they need to do to function. So it's about if they don't find the right job, like their dream job, it's about encouraging them to find a job and to start making money and saving money and setting goals toward getting out on their own. And I will tell you something. I talk to a lot of young people. Most of them don't want to be back home. So it's kind of a mutual feeling for those of the parents that want them out.
Somebody just sent a text. They said, I'm 40 now, but I literally squatted on my friend's couch between apartments for months when the lease didn't line up. I would have never, ever boomeranged back when I was in my 20s. But for some people now, it's a tough situation. And if you're in a city like Chicago or maybe L.A. or San Francisco where they want $3,000 or $4,000 a month for rent, sometimes your only option is to move back with your parents and try and catch up financially.
That's right. And it isn't just about the couch sleeping. It's about getting food for some people. And what a lot of people do need to understand is the pandemic has been significant, and it did cause a setback for most young people. And so I think we need to cut our young people a lot more slack at this point and also tell them that as well. And to just hope that, you know, we can start to give them the tools to get back on their feet and out again.
According to Pew Research Center, 25% of young adults between the ages of 25 and 34 are living back at home with family. That is a major shift from the 9% that did that in 1971.
How much of their return home is emotional as opposed to economic?
It's typically not emotional. I mean, there have been some young people who have been dealing with mental health issues because of everything that's going on in the world. I mean, I've given more therapy referrals to people in their 20s than I ever have before, and I've gotten more people into my practice in their 20s or parents of people in their 20s than ever before. And so there are some, you know, mental health issues, but I think the bulk of the young people are coming back strictly for financial reasons.
Stacy Kaiser is a licensed psychotherapist. I think we've seen you on Celebrity Fit Club and Diet Tribe, so you've dealt with people of all ages. If you are 34 and you're living back at home with family and you have a full-time job, should there be expectations from your parents on contributing to the household expenses?
Absolutely. If you're making an income, you should be contributing to the household financially. And you absolutely should also be contributing in other ways, whether it's chores, you know, cooking meals and things like that.
Having had a mother who moved in with me, she moved back in with me. Well, she moved in with me because I wanted to take care of her at like age 89. But what I did learn from that experience is you always treat your children like your children. It does not make any difference what your age is. How do you get around that if you're 34 and your parents are still asking you what time you're going to come home at night?
Well, that's part of the challenge. And I can say as a parent myself that I have grown children and I worry about them when they go out when they're here. So I think that that's normal, but I think it's about setting appropriate boundaries. I think people on both sides of the coin, the person who's boomeranged back and the person whose home it is, need to sit down and come up with ground rules about what's fair and what's unfair.
Okay. It's those difficult conversations.
Yes, but we need to have those difficult conversations to actually not have more conflict.
Okay, get the book, How to Be a Grown-Up and the 10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know. Stacy, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you.
You know, my kid said to me, he goes, look, I know that you'd welcome me back, and I just don't want to live with you. He's like, and I'm like, well, then I did my job. I did my job. You are not supposed to want to live with me. But I think most of us would say, well, if it's a big financial issue, we're here for them. When it comes to finances and money and credit cards, John Hansen is in next with Your Money Matters. He's got a few suggestions for you, and his phone is always picked up. So call him if you've got questions. That comes up after the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom newscast, and that is with Lauren Lapka next on 720 WGN.